This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back. Today, it's me, Franziska Easily, and I am sharing with you one of my all-time favorite frameworks that we use here at Basic Bananas and at different companies that we run to write presentations, also to write content and to explain tasks to team members. So let's dig right in. I'm pretty sure you will enjoy this one. Today, I'm really excited to share one of my favorite frameworks with you. Now, this framework is originally being used to do presentations. It really helps you put together a super strong presentation. Now, because I've been using this for probably almost over a decade, I've also started using it over the last few years when I explain something to a team member, but also when I write articles, when I put together content in a structured way, I use this framework. And the reason why it works so well, especially for presentations, is that it structures your presentation in a way that is really engaging. And it structures your presentation in a way that makes people follow you along and makes people pay attention to what you're saying. Now, the reason why it's also very awesome and effective is that when you plan your presentation, and I've spoken to many business owners that do presentations every now and then, and they find it really hard to put together a structured presentation. They know the content, but they just don't always know how to put the content together. And this framework, this four-part framework, helps you do exactly that. So I'm going to go through the four parts with you now. And, you know, when it comes to presenting, for a lot of business owners, presenting in front of a crowd is very effective to get your message out there. So for many of our listeners, this is a very smart way to get in front of people and to be seen and for people to get to know your products and your services. And you listening right now, I know that you have so much knowledge. You have so much to give. There's so much that you can share with your audience that would be really cool to put together into a presentation. So now let me go into how to put together that structure. And as I mentioned before, there are four parts. And every single one of these parts is there for a reason. Now, the first basic framework was created by a lady called Bernice McCarthy. So she developed the first structure of this format in the late 1970s. And then we just added to it and we've developed this framework over the last decade or so of using it. So the first part of this four-part framework is when you start out a presentation is you need to talk about the why. So the first part is the why. This is where you start your presentation. The purpose of this section is to engage your audience, to get their attention and to get them excited to keep listening to you. So it's really to make sure that they're listening, they're paying attention and they know why they're paying attention. Now, in this part here, what you put in this first part, and this first part can be, depending on how long your talk is, it can take up anywhere between 20 and 30% of your time of a presentation. And what you put into this part is, first of all, what is in it for the listener? So what are they going to hear in your presentation? Also, you can do some inspiring quotes. So inspiring people with quotes. Also, you can share some stories, some metaphors that support your message. And also a really good way to engage people that are into numbers, which again, a percentage of your audience will be very analytical. And what you do for them is you give them stats and facts and figures that are supporting your message. And also what you can put into this part is case studies. And now once you master this, you will actually notice when you have everybody on the edge of their seat. So when you can feel the energy of the room shift to, yep, they're now paying attention. They're really excited about what's to come. Then you can move on to the second part. So sometimes you just have to have a few of these why statements. So a few of, not, they're not even statements, a few of these reasons why this topic is important right now for them up your sleeve, so that when you see that you need to engage them more, you need to engage them more, you need to engage them more, you can pull those out and you can stack more. I also do something which is quite a good way to keep people engaged, is that when you go through the other three parts of the presentation, which I'm sharing with you now, sometimes when you feel like people are starting to drift off slightly, or they're maybe just getting slightly tired or not paying complete attention, you put in another statement why this is such an important topic, why they should pay attention. So after you've established the why and you feel like you have engaged everyone in your audience, you now go into the second part. And here's a little disclaimer too. Sometimes you have people in your audience that never look at you. And you might think, oh, they're not engaged. But it doesn't mean that, because the auditory people, so people that learn through audio, people that learn by hearing you, they often don't need to look at you. So it doesn't mean anything. I've had presentations where I've had people, even in the front row, they've never looked at me. And I thought, wow, they must be very disengaged. And sometimes it's those very people that come to me after a speaking engagement, after a keynote, and they say, wow, that was so powerful, loved every minute. So don't be tricked by whether people look at you or not. It's just the way of how they learn. Different people learn different ways. The second part of your presentation is your what. This is your what. And this is where, this is a very short part. This is where you introduce really anything that needs to be defined. So any definitions, any jargon. So if you're using industry specific words or terms, this is where you can quickly let them know, hey guys, when I mention the word SEO, what I mean is search engine optimization. So you can quickly, depending on your industry, you can quickly make sure that people know any of the specific words that you might be using. This is also where you then go and you say, so what I'm going to share with you today is the 7 keys to being an incredible leader, for example. So this is where you can introduce your title. So this part is very short after the why. So why first, what second. Now, the third part, this is where the meat of the presentation is the how. And in this part here is where you teach. What you got to teach. So this is where you give specific how to's. So specific steps, specific knowledge that they can apply to their lives or their business or their relationships, whichever topic you talk about. So let's say if my topic is on how to become an incredible leader or how to become a thoughtful leader. Now I say, okay, I have 7 key characteristics of the most successful leaders. And then you go through those 7 characteristics. So the first one is you have to have a big vision, and then you explain. Then you go into the second one. The second one is blah. And for most presentations, this part here, the how part, is the bulk of your presentation, because you want people to walk away with things that they can use. You know, I'm sure you've been to presentations and keynotes where you attend and then after an hour you think, did I just learn something or not? And you don't want people to feel that way. You want people to walk away thinking, wow, that was really powerful and I can apply some of these techniques to my life or my business. So you definitely want to have this part as the biggest part if possible, because you want people to walk away thinking that it was worth their time. Time is precious and you want to make sure that you respect the people's time that are coming to your presentation. And then the last part is what we call it, what if. In the what if part, that's where you do Q&A. So if they have any questions, I personally also sometimes, depending on how large the audience is, I sometimes tell them, hey, if you have questions throughout the presentation, I'm happy to take them because it might be relevant to each point that I talk about. But, you know, if you want to be more concentrated, you can also just do this at the end, and you can just say, now at the end, I will take some questions and answers. So here you can clarify anything. You also define the next steps. So you always have a call to action, and your call to action might vary. It might be that you want them to book in for a meeting with you. You might want them to trial your product or your service. So always have a call to action. Always have a way for them to keep working with you. Now, also, you know, sometimes this call to action might be longer. Sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes you might do a little bit of a longer spiel about your company, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes. This really depends on how long your presentation is. If your presentation is 1 hour and you spend 20 minutes talking about your business and your products, it might be too much depending on the, you know, on the setup. If somebody, usually what I do is if I'm getting paid for my speaking engagements, which are most of the engagements nowadays, I don't pitch something at the end. I don't sell unless the organizers specifically say, hey, we want you to share one of your products or services. For example, you know, if they say, hey, we want you to promote your Clever Bunch program, then I would do it, but only with their permission. So it depends if it's free or paid. And you just, you know, you just got to be respectful of the organizers when it comes to that. But in the what if part, clarifying anything, determining the next steps, having a call to action, and you might even offer some bonus material. You know, you might say, hey, I have a bonus for you as a way to say thank you. I would like to give you a little bonus tip or even a bonus, maybe it's a bonus download that they can use or a video that they can go grab on your website that is complementary to what you just spoke about. Or, you know, sometimes depending again on the audience, I might say, don't worry, you will get the slides. So as a bonus, you will also receive the slides, so you don't have to write down everything. And those are really the four parts of your presentation. Now, I mentioned just earlier that I use this now also when I write articles. So when I write articles, I also always start first with the purpose. What is the purpose of this article? What are the benefits for the reader? I include some quotes. I ask some questions. I include some stats, some facts, sometimes some stories. So always with the why. Then second, the what. So what is this all about? What does this mean? Any definitions? Then the how is usually the biggest part of the article. So how do we do this? The steps, the how-tos, any practical tips. And then lastly, a call to action. So I use this four-step framework for both presentations. When I write the presentation, I follow exactly this formula. Also for articles. Also sometimes when we teach something to a team member, we use the same thing. We might say, hey, could you please research venues, hotels, etc. in California, because we're about to increase our number of workshops in the US. And the reason why, so I give them the why first, is because we want to make sure we have the best venues available. And then what is it? So we need to find five venues, for example. Then how do you do it? So the best way to go about it is to do some initial research. I have a list from my friends that I will give you, and then just call. So it's just step by step. It's just first call the hotel, then get the quote, etc. So you can use this same framework also to explain something to a team member, to a friend, to a partner. Really, it works in all scenarios. And that's it for today. I trust you enjoy this. I know this formula has helped hundreds and hundreds of people that we have shared it with, and I'm really grateful I get to share it here on our podcast also, because I feel like you will really like this one. It's super practical. And what I'd like you to do is, once you apply this formula, if you can let us know and let us know how you go, that would be amazing. We love hearing from our listeners. And you can do that either by emailing us info@basicbananas.com, or you can also, actually, something that would make us really, 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 really happy would be if you enjoy this show, this podcast, if you could leave us a review on iTunes, would be so amazing. Because the more reviews that are being left on the show, the higher the show is ranking, which means that more people get access to this content. And of course, for us, our vision at Basic Bananas is to create ripple effects. And the more ripple effects we can create, the happier we are and the happier the team is. So yeah, if you can leave us a review, that would be super duper amazing. And also, if you know someone who would benefit from the show, please let them know that they can grab this show for free on iTunes or any of the other podcasting apps. And it's called Pick of the Bunch. Thanks so much again for listening. And I can't wait to come back to you next week.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.